Thank you for listening to an audio resource from Stanwich Church, located in Greenwich and Stamford, Connecticut. The vision of Stanwich Church is to know Christ and make him known.
The Old Testament lesson for today is from Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. This can be found on page 135 of your pew Bible. The word of God, as spoken to Moses, records a blessing to be spoken over the people of Israel. A reading from Numbers, chapter 6, beginning with the 22nd verse. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
My grandfather was my hero. I loved to spend time with him, and we had a routine every night when we were together. If I was visiting him or he would come to our house, he would tuck me into bed and he would read scripture with me and pray for me. That changed when I was 26 years old. I didn't know it was going to be the last time that I would see him on this earth, but he had leukemia through his whole body, and I helped him up the stairs in my parents' house and tucked him into bed. And this time, I read the scripture and prayed over him. But before I could leave, he grabbed my hands and he said, "Chucky, and if you call me Chucky Lance, I'm coming after you." He said, "Chucky, you will preach like I've never preached." That was a year into ministry, and I have been preaching ever since. That was an impartation. That wasn't just well wishes. That wasn't just an encouragement. That was him transferring, anointing on me to preach. That's what blessing is. And in a world that's broken and has so much brokenness touch our lives, we need blessing. And not only do we need blessing, we need to be conduits of that blessing into this world. We're in our worship series, Order of Worship. We've come through each component, and we're to the end, blessing and benediction. And you've heard it read this morning from Numbers, probably the oldest poetic blessing in Scripture that expresses God's heart for us. And even though it's familiar to us, if we will dive into the text, it will tell us how we're to appropriate blessing and how we're to pass it on in this world in which we live. So let's go to the text. Let's read it one more time. It's short. You know it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I mean, that alone right there, if you could just assimilate that into your life, it would change everything. Now, let me just put it in context of the scriptures. Numbers is in what we refer to as the Pentateuch, first five books of the Bible. Genesis makes perfect sense, the beginning. You would start with that as your first book. Exodus, they're getting out of Egypt, that makes sense. But Numbers, why Numbers? We've put that on there because the people take a census. Here is in the wilderness. The fifth word in Hebrew in the Numbers text is Bamidbar, which means in the wilderness. Wilderness or pilgrimage or walk are symbols of life throughout the scriptures. And if you pay attention, most of our biblical heroes had wilderness experiences because we're constantly growing through those wilderness experiences. Those of us who have the most age in here will tell you about the good old days in our life, and the good old days were generally a wilderness time that God got us through. We don't remember the blessing times, but we remember the challenging times where God's presence became so clear to us. And Numbers is about that. And Paul will write to the Corinthian church in chapter 10. He's going to say, these things were written down for your benefit so that you'll be instructed by them. Then he says to the church in Rome, talking about these things that have been written down, the wilderness wanderings of the people of God, they will encourage you and give you hope. So this Old Testament Hebrew scripture is meant for us to assimilate, to be a part of our everyday life. Now, the passage itself, if you go to the immediate context, is very interesting where it's placed. The part of the chapter before are about the Nazirite vows. These were temporary vows that were taken to give yourself back to God. And then afterward are the offerings. This is your participation. Our relationship with God is a partnership. It's about a covenant that he makes with us, but in covenant, we respond to him. But I think the blessing part is here to show this. Vows and offerings are temporary, but the blessing of Yahweh is forever. And it's comprehensive. There's a lot of fun things in the text. I discovered things this week that I just about caused my brain to blow up. I couldn't wait to get here this morning. I mean, like verse 24 is, the Lord bless you and keep you. In Hebrew, is only three words, but 12 syllables. The second verse, 25, is five words and 14 syllables. The third verse is seven words and 16 syllables. Do you see what the poet who has put this together? It's a crescendo. It's God pushing into us, bringing blessing after blessing. In fact, if you take the word Lord out, it happens three times. It's the word Yahweh. If you take it out the three times, it leaves you 12 words. And most commentators will tell you what it was showing was this was the blessing for all 12 tribes. God's blessing is not forever. It's for everyone. Amen. And we're to take in it. Don't you love this thing? Can you see why I get excited about this? It's just laced with God's provision for us and his promise. So let's quit having fun and go to the text now. Verses 22 and 23. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel, and you shall say to them. Now, for those of you who are new in the study of Scripture, the sons of Aaron were the priests. The priest had a task of bringing requests before God on behalf of the people and their offerings to God, but also to speak God's blessing over them. And this was given to them by God himself to be an expression. Now, there's something very interesting. In the Hebrew culture, especially the Korahite priest, they would put their hands like this when they were making the blessing. It's the Hebrew word, letter shin, which is the last one of the alphabet, and it was the beginning of El Shaddai. So they were speaking the blessing of God over the people. Blessing, barak. It's this whole idea of words that contain power and endowment of God's presence in his life. We tend to think of words as simply metaphorical. We lived in Mali. There are a lot of loan words from Arabic, which is a sister language to Hebrew. And we would regularly see people raise our hands and go, baraka, which is a way of saying, may God bless you. When we would eat a meal together, we would eat from a bowl, we'd go wash our hands, we'd come back to the owner of the home and we would say, baraka. And they would respond, baraka da alaye. Put all the blessing on God. Because if we have food, it's because of his provision and his life pouring through us. You see, in the biblical worldview, the way you lived out covenant was between two different poles. There's the pole of blessing and there's the pole of curse. If you want to read some more about this afternoon, read Deuteronomy 28. Basically, if we will get on path with God, if we'll get on the Torah with God, or if we will get in the way of Jesus to be part of the way, we will be moving towards blessing. But when we get off of that way and choose our own way, we lead towards curse. Blessing is life and curse is death. And we're given a choice to choose the path. I don't know about you, but I like the path of life. I like the path of blessing. I've confessed this probably 1,000 times. I'm a blessing junkie. I prefer blessing. Anybody here does not prefer blessing? Oh, I'm going to pray for you. Oh, Wiley, you're a Wiley guy. Yeah, thank you. And so the Lord gives them, the priests, the ability to pass on. It's actually something, this is impartation, folks. Words carry power. They're not just life and death in the metaphorical sense of Proverbs. They carry weight. They carry the very blessing of God in them, and we get to pass them on. It goes on this way. The Lord bless you and keep you. Baka and shamar. I love this word, shamar. It happens in Genesis 2:15, where we're told as God's creation that we're to shamar the earth. We're to take care of it. That was our pre-fall state. But ever since then, we've needed God to shamar us so that we could take care of things. One of my favorite psalms has this word shamar in it multiple times. It's one of the ascent psalms. If you remember, they would go on pilgrimage from exile. They'd go back to Jerusalem to worship, and they would pronounce these psalms. Psalm 121 goes like this. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slumber. He who shamars you will not sleep. He'll shamar you. Behold, he who shamars Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your shamar. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will shamar you from all evil. The Lord will shamar your life. The Lord will shamar your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. His blessing is that he's keeping us. In the midst of all the challenges that we're in, it's his presence that holds us together. If he ever turned his tension away from us, we would just evaporate. There would be nothing there. We would implode. And this is the blessing that the priests are given by God through Moses to give to all the people. Doesn't end there. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The word countenance is the same word for in Hebrew for the word face. Basically, it's saying if God's benevolent look comes toward you, there are two blessings, his grace and his peace. His favor in all situations and his shalom. Shalom wasn't just an absence of noise. It was well-being in life. All the things that we desire as blessing junkies. God wants to pour these realities into us. If that weren't enough, it finishes this way. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. The whole point of the Pentateuch is, are the people of God going to allow God to give them a name, or are they going to try to create a name for themselves? And the truth of the matter is, when we try to create a name for ourselves, we make a mess of things. But when we allow God to give us a name, it goes well. We get barakah by God. We get to experience his blessing. You should be standing up and cheering right now. When the Cleveland Indians beat the Detroit Tigers yesterday, I was standing up and cheering. And you Yankee fans, we're coming after you. I just want you to know. Rocco and I aren't talking for the next 2 weeks. It's a good thing I'm going to be out of town. But we get excited about, we should be excited at the fact that we get to participate in the blessing of God. You were created for a barak life. That's what you were created for. And in redemption, that goes to another level. Gina prayed it this morning. She prayed about that passage in Galatians. We still live in the polarities of blessing and curse. We're still on a path to choosing to those, but Jesus has taken the curse so that we don't have to be in the curse, that even in the moments that feel cursed, we will find blessing. Amen. Now, hear what I'm not saying. I'm not a health and wealth person. I'm not a prosperity gospel person. This is about the blessing that comes even in the midst of the suffering that we take. If I were a prosperity gospel person, I'd have to deny most of the scriptures. How about the great chapter of faith in Hebrews 11? Some conquered, some took cities, some enforced justice, some obtained promises, but others suffered mocking and flogging. They had the same faith. Some had chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. You see, our faith journey isn't a promise that it's going to go easy for us, but it's a promise that God will be with us in the midst of it. That's why Paul says, when I want to know Christ, he says, I want to know him in his present risenness and in the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings. Want to know Christ and make him known? It will come in both pieces, and God will make his presence known to you, and that will be the blessing. And you will look back one day, and you're going to say, those moments when I suffered and Jesus was there, that's when the blessing was flowing the greatest. Amen. You still that dull about it? I love you. I just do that to keep your attention. Even Jesus, in teaching us about the better way, his Sermon on the Mount, which really is the ethic of Jesus in the Beatitudes, says this: blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be. Blessed are the meek, they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. And if all ridiculousness can't come to a higher moment, he says, blessed are those who are persecuted and defiled for my name's sake, because you will receive the kingdom of heaven. See, God's waiting to send his blessing over us in every situation that we find ourselves. We get to embody that blessing. So let me just bring it back to the series we're in, order of worship. Where does blessing happen? It begins right from the beginning. In the call to worship, in the first song, we get to bless the Lord. Do you really think about that? We actually minister to the presence of God in this place. That's powerful, folks. I'm not just singing songs. I'm embodying something that gives pleasure to my Lord. And he gets to flow through that in ways that brings the blessing back. I've been in settings where we were blessing the Lord and people were healed on the spot and turned to Jesus and didn't know what we were singing about. That's a blessing exchange that happens there. We talked about offering. What do we do in offering? We bless the Lord by saying, you are Jehovah Jireh, I'm not. It all belongs to you and I want to steward it. But we end up blessing out to the world. I mean, that blessing this week of being with that couple, that family from Venezuela, was crazy. I did not have time to go there, but the Lord told me on Wednesday, you need to go bless that apartment. It's like, no, Lord, I have other things to do. And he finally got me to go, and I contacted Maury, and we went there, and Andrea was there, and she was translating for me a little bit in Spanish. And in the process, when I started speaking blessing over that family, the woman just started weeping. And there were two people serving alongside us who are not Christ followers. They started weeping. There was a transaction, and she declared through Andrea in translation afterwards, we know that God's been watching us, but the fact that your pastor would come and bless us, we know God is in this space. We get to do that kind of thing by being generous with people. You see, the Abrahamic blessing that Laura talked about is not something you hoard. You're blessed to be a
blessing.
Don't feel bad if you're blessed. Just bless out.
Amen.
Let it run. Blessing is like manna. If you save it for tomorrow, it will rot.
Amen.
And everything you're trying to save to have a better future, give it up. Your kids are just going to waste it anyhow. He who laughs loudest knows the truth. That's there. In the sermon and the sacrament, we drink in the blessing so we know how to stay on the path. And we drink in Jesus so that we get his empowerment to move forward. Last week, we talked about fellowship. The blessing gets multiplied because we share it together. You think about it. A blessing that you get on your own, you can't wait to tell someone, right? I got really good news yesterday. I can't tell you because it's really... But God has blessed Sandwich in this unbelievable way over the last week. Just incredible things. Oh, I just so want to tell you, but I can't because I haven't even told the elders yet. But God is pouring out, and you need to enjoy it with one another. And then finally, the blessing and the benediction. This is where we get filled up to take it back out in the world. Folks, when we sing Pentecost, it's not just a song. We're singing God's blessing over one another. I love it. We're singing that signs and wonders are going to follow us like it did the New Testament church. It acknowledges that we're bringing healing into this world. How much more would this world be better if we had fewer people angry and exhorting and we had more people just blessing? Yeah. I want to live in that kind of world. I want to be a part of that kind of work. See, I get topped off on Sunday in blessing so that I can carry it out into the world and to be present for God. This blessing can become so familiar at times that we miss the power of it. And I've been asking God to give me some fresh prophetic insights that I can pass on to you and to people that I meet along the way. You know, the kind of things that rock a person's world. You know something that there's no way you could have known. And it makes them alert to what God is doing. And he gave me a prophetic word this morning. It was a picture. It's the weirdest thing. I came out of my house. I had a thermos that I had to bring back to the church because we had some people over last night. And when I came out, I remembered a Pez container. Do you remember Pez containers? It's a little stick with a head on the top. You know, Bugs Bunny or Wild Coyote or something. And you pop the head back and a little treat came out that you just look forward to as a kid. Right? You remember those? My vision this morning is you guys are a bunch of Pez containers. You can see why the Lord didn't use me to write scripture like he used Ezekiel or somebody else. Just think, every time your mouth comes open, you can speak blessing on people. And because we believe that it's not just priests, the ones who are trained to lead us to God, who carry the blessing, we believe in the priesthood of believers. You're a bunch of priests out in the world everywhere you go. All you need to do is put your hand, well, you don't do that. You look really funny. It's almost like nanu nanu. There's another reference from the past. But put your hands up to people and bless them. And know that you're carrying weight, the weight of Jesus, because there's something happening in the atmosphere. Your blessing will change your heart and their heart. Your blessing will change what's happening in that area around you. We used to do the number 6 blessing at the end of the service here. Pastors didn't come back up here to do the blessing. It was the one, you know, the Lord make his face shine. Lord bless you. Lord make his face shine upon you. I can't even remember. La, 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 la. Well, I used to go to the back because I didn't have to come up here and do the blessing. And I like to just bless somebody in the back of the sanctuary. But it's also it made me close to the door for you people that like to run out really quickly so that I could bless you as well. And I was back there one day, and there was a man who had been coming to our church for about 6 weeks. And every time he'd come here, he'd weep. He just knew the presence of God was here, and he was trying to figure it out. And he couldn't handle the worship that Sunday, so he stayed out in the foyer because he was just a mess. But at the end of the blessing, I was in the back row. I had my hand on him, and he came up behind me, and he put his hand on me. And as we started singing, the Holy Spirit jumped off of me onto him. It was one of those visible moments when God breaks in. After we were done singing, he goes, "Did you feel that?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I got to get all those people running now, but if you'll wait, I'll explain to you what had happened." In that moment of blessing, there was an impartation. He is now a chaplain in the military using his gifts to serve God. God wants to bless you, and he wants to make you a blessing in this world. Carry the name of Jesus with authority. And speak goodness over people. It will change the world we live in. Amen.
To learn more about the mission and vision of Stanwich Church and how you can get involved, please visit stanwichchurch.org.